If you will be what God wants you to be, influence them. Grace will help us in Jesus' name. The first prayer we are going to pray today, Lord, the grace to speak the right word. Let's say you are the product of your word, though. Mogbe, Moku, Modana. Those are Nigerian language. It should not be your language, though. You are a child of God, though. You are a child of God before you are a Nigerian. You are a child of God before you are a British. Hallelujah. So, if your word is not right, then something is wrong. If your word is not okay, then something is wrong. So, I want us to pray three prayers. Let's rise on our feet. We want to pray today. Hallelujah. Every evil remaining in 2024, Lord, I refuse to be part of it. Please, somebody, I don't know if you follow Nigeria News, man. On Tuesday, in my tube, a car was going, a trailer drove past, and the container fell on top of the car. And it compressed the car. And God preserved the guy. He came out. Somebody was saying, there is no insurance. I said, is this insurance? How will he replace his car? I said, is this about car? If you have lied, I'm just telling you how people reason. A car is compressed. You are not thinking of the light. This car is so damaged. I want you to pray, Lord. Any evil remaining in 2024, me and my household, we will not be part of it in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Any evil remaining in this 2024, any wickedness remaining in this 2024, as for me and my household, as for me and my children, we will not be part of it. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. Any evil remaining in 2024, for me and my household, we will not be part of it. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray. No death around me this year. Nothing will die around me. Nothing will die around me. Nothing positive will go negative. Say with me, my father, for the remainder of 2024, everything around me will remain positive. Everything around me will continue to grow. Nothing will die around me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In 2024, nothing will die around me. Nothing will die around me. I will not bury anymore. Nobody will die around me. My job will not die. My ministry will not die. My business will not collapse. Pray for yourself this morning. Nothing will die around me. In 2024, nothing will die around me. Pray for yourself. He can brutally cut you. Nothing will die around me in 2024. Oh God, you will preserve my home. You will preserve my children. You will preserve, oh God, my going out. You will preserve my ministry in 2024. Nothing will die on me, Baba. Pray for yourself. Nothing will die on me. He can brutal. He broke. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray one more prayer. We're sitting on this. We are going to look at the four corners of the world. The north, the south, the east, the west. We are going to say every blessing that belongs to me that has not been delivered yet. Oh God, release it to me. We are going to pray. One woman was sharing a testimony in Scotland. He said, It's like they use blanket cover his shop. It's a stocker jacket for winter from last year. He said her stock was from July last year. Winter came, nobody is like nobody know that shop. Buru buru buru, winter snow one day came this year. They said they were queuing in front of our shop to buy. And everything in it, in the store. They said some were paying for order to come. It was not because he said for one day, he made a profit he never made in 2 years. For one day. Because the wind of God blowing in a direction. The wind of blessing. You are going to pray. The wind of blessing from the north. The wind of blessing from the south. The wind of blessing from the east. The wind of blessing from the west. Blow in my direction. Before the end of this year. Every blessing that belongs to me. Every blessing that God has ordained for me. Let it blow in my direction. Let it blow in my direction. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. The wind of blessing. The wind of blessing, let it blow in my direction. Makumbra dagede gede. Every blessing that is supposed to be mine from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, Lord my Father, let it, oh God, let it come now, 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 let it come now. Pray for yourself. The wind of blessing, the wind of blessing, let it come to me now, let it come to me now. He break it again, he break it again, he break it again, he baratoka shalagada, man toto godo, he break it again, he brakosholegede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, Habakkuk 2 verse 3, it said for the vision yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come, and it will not tarry. You are going to pray one prayer. Every power causing delay in my life. This is the 11th hour miracle. This is the last day of the 11th hour month. You are going to pray. Every spiritual force is causing delay in my life. Let it be broken right now. Because listen, God said, I have set it in motion. He said, it will surely come. But there is a power of delay. The Bible said, the day that Daniel prayed, and the Gabriel said, as you pray, the answer was released. But there was a delay on the way. Every delay on the way, we break it down right now in the name of Jesus. Every forces, every wind causing delay, every wind causing delay, every wind causing delay, we scatter it today in the name of Jesus. Anything that says you will not materialize on time, we cancel it this morning in the name of Jesus. Everything that says your children will not make it while you are active, we cancel it this morning in the name of Jesus. Any power that want to cause delay, that want to cause denial in your life, we cancel it this morning in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father, every spiritual wind causing delay in the journey of miracle, in the journey of breaking forth in my life, let the wind be canceled. Let the power be destroyed. Open your mouth, pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Makum brother koshelegede. He brother godo godo. Whatever force that is causing delay. Whatever cause that is making my business not to tarry. That is making my ministry not to tarry. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. Marunda balo godo godo godo. He begede gede gede gede. La to kashuta yada. Abadade. Every power from hell, every power from hell, every power from hell, every power from hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you pray this prayer? Any power that says you want to revisit my error of the past. Somebody needs to pray. You know, one of the error of your past, maybe, when everybody was serious in school, you are not serious. You are not praying to make it. And that's who is not saying, when everybody was studying, this one was carrying us to up and down. You are going to cry to God. Any power from hell, any power from my father's house or my mother's house that want to remember, that want to remind my evils of the past, my mistake of the past, I cancel it this morning. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father. Every forces from my father's house, every forces from my past, every record keeping of my past error, that want to be remembered now, that they want to bring into force now, that they want to use to cause delay in my life, I cancel them this morning. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your grace speak for me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whatever it is that the enemy is using to cause delay. Anything I've done in the past, any mistake of my past that the enemy want to remind, that want to use to cause delay, to make me to tarry. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. He blacked out. He blended. He blacked. He blacked. He blacked. He blacked. He blacked. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you pray this prayer? Every weapon of destruction of the enemy, Lord, you see to be my blessing. A man, what's the name of the, is in Missouri, in the U.S., snow covered his house, locked his house, closed house. And they had this mob want to come and destroy him. The mob became, we are going to set the house on fire. We are going to do this. We are going to destroy him. When they got there, their eyes covered the gate. The man is there to never come out. All the weapons, all the that gear and suffered they carried to beat him. They were using it to spread the eyes away. Fire. Fire will not burn with eyes. So they carry. By the time they finish, so they are tired. And the leader said, nobody can live in this house with this level of snow. And the guy said, go. The man himself didn't even know. It was one of them who said, we are the one who's prayed. We came here to destroy. You are going to pray. Every weapon of destruction of the enemy, Lord, use it to be a blessing to me. Use it as a turnaround for my good. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Whatever weapon the enemy is using, whatever weapon they are planning to destroy me and my household, whatever program the enemy wants to put in place to destroy me and my household, oh God, my Father, oh God, my Father, Lord, let those weapons be used to transform my life. Let those weapons be used at my advantage. Every weapon of the enemy, let it be used. Every weapon of the enemy, he broke. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Are we still going to my prayer? We are going to pray this prayer. I was telling mommy, was it 2 days ago, a man, a father, went to Avalis, want to do juju money, wanted to use his son. He has 3 children, the good one of the 3, he want to use him for juju. In our Obodo place, for money ritual. The son wanted to use the father. And both of them went to the same Avalis. The Avalis have collected enough good money from them. So the day they're supposed to carry out, as the son came, he put the son in one room. He put the father in another room. He now bring them together. They see, you're alive. You want to use your son. The only useful son you are, you want to use. You want to use your father. You are the only hope he has. The two of you are just useless. He said, if I want to do it, I will just kill the two of you. The money will not be useful for any of you. He said, but I know you use it. The son has said, give me my money back. And then I don't stop that right. He pursued them. The man has to leave the house. The question is the man justified? No. Is the son justified? No. You are going to pay. Any power that wants to use my loved one against me. Listen to me. Have you not seen marriages that husband will just wake up and become complete enemy? And you are wondering, where does this start from? Or why we just come and begin to package in against the husband? And you are wondering, where does this come? Or the children. Have you not seen children who gang up? No, I pray no prophet will scatter your home. One guy went to the prophet, and the prophet said, your mom is behind it. The moment he said, your mom is behind it, he called all his siblings. This is what the prophet told me, I believe. I've been having the same dream. And they gang up, and they abandoned that woman. They abandoned that woman. That's a bishop I know. Mommy knows this bishop. It is church member looking after that brother. Whereas the bishop is a multimillionaire. Members give. If you know the member looking after the mother, he will tell them not to, he will send them away from his church. And he has money. You are going to cry to God. Anybody, any power that want to use my loved one against me. Any power that want to use people who supposed to be my helper, who supposed to be my conqueror against me. Oh God, my Father, turn it around today. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Any power that want to use my loved one against me. Any power that want to turn the person I rely upon against me. Oh God, my Father. Macombra, da, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Macombre, de, Ibra, da, koshegede. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Marombre, de, Ibre, gede, godogede. Barada, da, kotogede. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray one more prayer in that direction. I have about 8 prayer points. I know time is not one time. You are going to pray. Anybody that wants to use an instrument of beauty to disfigure me, let me give you what I mean. Baba, is it Baba? Is that what they call it? Baba will collect, comes over the air, and go and sell it to the tribes. Hairstylist will use a comb that is been soaked in ritualistic lotion. You are going to pray. Now, any instrument, a woman walk into our office in Nigeria, the person who embrace her with power. And the woman just immediately lost consciousness of where she is. As he entered the office, the second is a prayer warrior. He saw how Madame was misbehaving. Madame was sitting on the ground. Mommy, what's the problem? Nothing. The woman began to fire prayer. Begin to, you need to be good, though. You need to be good. No, this is not mommy. Begin to fire prayer. Call a pastor. Say, please pray for my boss. Something is wrong. Before you know it, the arrow went back to the person. Ordinary cleaner. Want to use your guy. Arrow went back. And the thing transferred. as you begin to confess. Don't joke with prayer. One of these days I'm going to talk. Prayer is a bank. It's a bank account. The prayer you are praying today, you may not need it today. The prayer you prayed 10 years ago, it may be today that it's working. In fact, some of us, what we are living on is the prayer of our parents. What we are living on is the prayer of our grandparents. So the prayer we are praying today is a bank account for some other children. Immediately, the woman began to confess, this is the cream I brought to. And they said, the moment I embrace Oga, it was a different thing they told her. She was looking for favor. But it was something else. She confessed. You are going to cry to God. Every instrument the enemy want to use against me. Oh God, my Father, turn it around this money. Turn it around this money. Turn it around this money. Pray for yourself. Every instrument that the enemy want to use against me. Oh God, turn it around this money. Turn it around this money. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. He break koshele gede gede. He break gede gede. He break gede gede. He break gede gede gede. He break the koshele gede. He bala gede gede. Oh God, my Father, every instrument that the enemy wants to use against me, he broke. Everywhere I go, it's in my working place, it's in my saloon, it's in my tailor. Anyone that wants to do anything against me, oh God, my Father, turn it around, use it against them. You sit against them. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. We are still in the 11th month of breaking forth. In the book of Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 31. You are going to ask God, Lord, grant me divine speed to accomplish all that has been delayed in my life. Grant me divine speed to accomplish all that has been delayed in my life. Lord, let your hand propel me to get there. Look at what the scripture says. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Though it is a delay, Lord, turn it to be my time of waiting. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The prayer is, Lord, grant me divine speed to accomplish all that has been delayed in my life. May your hand, Lord, propel me to get it. Listen, I'm not saying your hard work. May the hand of the Lord propel you. May heaven organize you together for you to get it. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, as I pray this morning, oh God, grant me divine speed to accomplish all that has been delayed in my life. Oh God, let your hand propel me forward. Let your hand give me what I'm waiting for. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Oh God, my Father, libre kosho legere. Ibara da 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 da. Ibre kosho gede gede. Maroto kosho legede gede. Ibre kosho legede. Pray to the God. Lord, my Father. Lord, my Father. The grace to accomplish everything that has been delayed in. Let your hand propel me. Let your hand propel me. Lord, before the end of this year, let me have result, God. Before the end of this year, let something good begin to happen. Before the end of this year, let miracles start in my life. Ikorando yegede gede gede. Leboto kosho legede gede. Ibala tokanda yegede gede gede. Let something good begin to happen. Let something good begin to happen. Abaronta yeke gegede. Ibre kosho legada. Labatoto kosho legede. Ibre de 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 de. Lord, we worship, we adore you. Lord, we worship, we adore you. He kosho legede gede. He bara de gede gede. He break kosho ta yegede. He bara da da da. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we glorify your name. Matan ba legede. He break gede gede. He bato kosho gede. Le broto ya da yegede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In the book of Isaiah 10:27. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Somebody say it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. In that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder. Everybody you are carrying will be taken away today. Everybody of delay, everybody of denial shall be taken away today in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said, and his yoke from off your neck. And what did he say? And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Every yoke of delay in my life. Every yoke of delay in my life. Somebody's career will spring forth. Somebody's career will spring forth. You hear me? By this time next year, some of you, the level of money that will come into your hand, you'll be surprised yourself. The way God will turn things around. Listen to me. Some people will be praying, Lord, how would you do? Where God not do with blessing. He said, the yoke shall be taken off your shoulder and from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I want you to pray today, become clear this morning. Any area of my life where I have delayed. Somebody please pray this prayer. Any area. Listen, if the enemy wants to attack somebody, he make you start life late. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. You know, you may go to school, you won't get a job on time. Or you get some job that are not career related. Your CV will be like the road to Imure. The road to Imure. No. It will look like if a road to Ondo. Don't go. No direction. Because the enemy just want to easily. So the career you're supposed to have had in 20s, and by the time you are in early 30s, you're already a manager. In 30, you are just applying for it, if not 40. If the enemy want to attack somebody, you may, the time you're supposed to marry, marriage is not even your concern. Nobody can say it is marriage, but I'm enjoying my life. They are all instruments of delay. I want us to pray. But two things the Bible says here. He said the yoke of your shoulder and of your neck. If you see, when they yoke the enemy together, the animals together, they put the stick around their neck. And then they put one in their mouth. The one in their mouth goes to their shoulder. So all of them needs to be removed at the same time. That's why the Bible says, do not muzzle the mouth of the horse. That is treading the floor. They will block the mouth. So you are walking, you can't eat. You are walking, somebody else is packing the blessing, the labor, and they are yoked together. So, listen, I want us, this may be the last prayer I'm going to pray. They are yoked together. So you see, it may be a group of friends. Rather than go one again, all of them behaving the same way. It may be family, it may be siblings. None of them has any headway. What they do is they have something like immediate breakthrough. Breakthrough happens, just like when you know how those, like when they put kerosene in the mouth and they open and the light goes, just a flash. and it goes. And you cannot connect. You cannot connect where you are from, where you are coming from. It's a yoke together. Yoke together, it may be from father, son, grandchildren. Everybody is behaving the same way. When I was in the mainstream education, you see four generations of families that nobody has worked. So no matter how intelligent those kids don't see any value in education, they will look at you, sir, what car are you driving? That's where they will start. Oh, they will say, my dad drives a better car. He has never worked in his life. I say, okay, if the benefit disappear, what happens? Then let it disappear first. It's a yoke together. I'm not into the benefit today, I'm just talking generally. And you are going to cry to God. Whatever I'll be yoked to, let me tell you where the problem of the yoke is. If one of the animal leg is injured and is slow, all the other animal, we have to slow down. If the neck is paid, they can't remove it all because they are use iron to weld it together. So, in fact, no matter how sick one of them is, that's how they will use it to harvest for the year. At the end of the year, they will then think of something else. What it means is, somebody else you are yoked to is slowing your life down. You know the problem, bro? Okay? That person may not even be praying. That person may not even bother about life. Why you are bothered? Are you getting what I'm saying? They may not be bothered at all. Somebody needs to cry. We only cry this morning. Lord, I am tired of this yoke. Lord, I am tired of this body. Break this yoke of my neck, oh God. Break, I cannot continue. Open your mouth, begin to pray to God. Lord, break this yoke. Let this body be taken up. Lord, I cannot continue with this body. I cannot continue with this yoke. Liki kumbra dada. Wherever I started from, whoever started it, whoever programmed me into this yoke. Lord, I pull myself out this morning. I pull myself out this morning. Every power of the underworld, every power from my father's house, every power from my mother's house that is yoking me into evil, that is yoking me into delay, I break free from it today. I break free from it today. I break it free from it today. He kovalo kashagado edede goda ebrede goda. Everything that is yoking me down, that is delaying my life, that is making me to slow down in life, I break free from it today. 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 He break it. He break it. He break. I break free. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I break free. Everybody. 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 Every yoke. I break free from it. Pray for yourself. I pray free from it today. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus, just hold on, hold on. Look at me. Look at me. You know where you need to pray this? Mama, God forbid. No matter how much money you have, it depends on the needs of the student. You can't say you have money when you have a need. If there are need, absorb all your weight. That's it. And the children, you can imagine when it is your siblings. Imagine when it is your father. Yeah? Imagine when your sibling and your mom concluded against you. Thus to drain you of your resources. Yeah. Thank God for godly families. But not everybody is from godly family. When you are yoked with people who have no direction in life, man, until you be locked. You are fasting, you are praying. While you are fasting, they are drunk. Eh? You are fasting and praying. You see, they blow the smoke of weed to where you are praying. just because they are a body. And don't leave them out of it though. The enemy is using them to slow you down. You are going to cry to God, only anger, and say, Lord, I am tired. The Bible says, in Nebuchadnezzar, he said, the day I lifted my eyes to up, he said, and my glory returned. You are going to cry to God, Lord, I cannot continue like this. This delay is too much. As a pastor, at times I just cry. I say, God, why did you give me this set of people? When you have 50 people as a member, you can only be proud of 10. And the 10 are dragging you to move forward. 40 people are pulling you down. There's nothing, there's no advice you give to them that they will follow. There's no. They do it their own way. But when the issue comes, we are member of CFC. Will you not say they are not members when they have been there with you? You are going to cry to God. Oh God that redeemed. Oh God that restores. Oh God that lift up. Let every yoke be broken up my life. Let everybody be taken off. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Let everybody be taken off. Let everybody be taken off. Makambre de gede gede gede. Ibe koshele gede. Abara da 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 da. Let everybody be taken off. Ibro kashala gada gado. Let everybody be taken off. Let every yoke be destroyed. He break it again. He break it again. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. In Isaiah 45, verse 10. Where's the guy on this console? Let me just read. Isaiah 45, verse 10. Look at what he said. He said, I will go before you and make, not just go before you, and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gate of bronze and cut the paths of iron. What do they use for yoking? Iron. God said, I will go before you. I will make the crooked. I will make it straight. He said, I will cut the paths of iron. You are going to pray. Whatever the enemy have used to wet me with the enemy. Whatever the enemy have used me to wedge me with retrogression. Whatever the enemy has used to wedge me in with failure. Oh God, I break free from it today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. It is your word that says, I will make the crooked way straight. I will make the crooked path straight. Lord, do it for me this morning. Lord, do it for me this morning. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, it is your word. You say you will go before me. 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 Go before me, oh God. Make the crooked path straight. Make the crooked path straight. Break into pieces. The gate of brass. Break into pieces. The gate of brass. And cut in sunder the bars of iron. Cut it, oh God. Every iron they have used to yoke me with the enemy. Every iron they have used to yoke me with the negative people in my family, I break free from it today. 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 I kabala gada gada. I break the Lord, go before me. Go before me. Make the crooked path straight. Make the crooked place straight, Lord. Make it straight, Lord. Make it straight, Lord. Let the gate of God of brass be broken. Let the gate of brass. Let him be broken. He koshala baradada. He bredededede. He bredededede. He bredededede. He bradadada. He baradogodo. He bredededede. He baladadada. He bredededede. He bredededede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In Proverbs 3:27, he said, do not withhold from you the power you have to do good to somebody. He said, withhold not good from them that is thee, when it is your power to do it. Hold on, eh? God said that you know we told. Now you tell God, God, you have the power to do what I need. Have it? Lord, you have the power to do it. You have the power to remove the enemy. Do not withhold your hand. Lord, do not withhold your hand. You have the power to do it. Lord, can somebody cry to God on anything that is causing you delay? Listen to me. I'm praying for somebody here. Your prayer point this year will change next year. What the prayer point that has consumed you this year will be a thanksgiving for you next year. The prayer point that has consumed you this year, it will be a prayer point for you next year in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, Lord, you have the power to do what I need. Lord, do not withhold it from me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. You have the power to do what I need. Lord, do not withhold it from me. Lord, do not remember the sins of my father. Do not remember the sins of my youth. Do not remember the sins of my spouse. You have the power. You have the power to do it, Lord. You have the grace to do it, Lord. You have the ability to do it, Lord. Lord, do it for me, oh God. Do it for me, Lord. You have the power. You have the ability. Lord, do it for me, oh God. Lord, do it for me, oh God. Just pray for yourself. It is your word. You told me not to withhold good. Lord, do not withhold your good from me. Do not withhold your blessing from me. Do not withhold your breakthrough from me. Pray for yourself this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray, Lord, let your promise in my life be fulfilled without delay anymore. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, I think I'm okay. I should be right there. 2 Peter 3, 9. Let your promises concerning me be fulfilled in time. He said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. It's not slack. As some men cause slackness, but is long-suffering to us world. Not willing that any should perish, but all shall come to the repentance. But what he says, the Lord is not concerning his promise. The Lord never promised to delay his promise concerning you. You are going to pray, Lord. You are a promise keeper. This morning when I was reading it, it was when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. And the Bible says, and God remembered Abraham because of Lot's sin. Because God doesn't want Abraham to cry. Despite the fact that Lot make a wrong choice, God did not allow him to die. Because God knows if Lot should die, Abraham will be broken. He decided to keep Lot. Lord, your promise concerning me. How many of you know his promise for your life? Number one, he said he will bless me. Number two, he said he will keep me happy. Number three, he said he will not withhold any good things from me. Number four, he said he will supply all my need according to his riches in glory. Number five, he said I will leave blessing unto generation upon generation. Number five, he said, he will preserve me from all evil. Number, I can count it for the rest of my life. There are so many things. He said, I will not want any good thing. He said, my father's house will not delay me. Hallelujah. He said, the enemy will not overpower me. Those are his promises. You are going to pray. Lord, you are not slack concerning your promises. What's another ingredient for slack? You are not slow. You are not a wicked God. You are not lazy. You are not weak concerning your promises concerning me. There's this song that people use. A lady to shepherd me, yes, nature. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for a human. You are God Almighty. You got times with seasons in your hand. You call for life out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you have. You have chosen to love me. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God. Can you pray and say, Lord, silence every argument concerning your promises about my life? Every argument. Do we give him? Do we not give him? Do we answer him? Do we not answer him? Lord, silence every argument concerning my life. Every argument concerning the promises of God in my life. Everything, oh God. You are not slack concerning your promises. You are not slack concerning what you want to do. Oh God, silence every argument. Every argument in my father's house. Every argument in my mother's house. Every argument we I marry, every argument in my ministry, Lord, silence this money. Baba, silence this money. Baba, silence this money. Every argument, Lord, silence this money. Every argument concerning my life, concerning my position in life, concerning my ministry, concerning my children, concerning my moving forward in life. Lord, silence it, oh God. Every promise is that you have promised concerning me. Lord, you are not slack concerning death. You are not slack in making it to come to pass. Lord, bring it to pass, Lord. 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 Ali, bring it to God. He bring it, Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to remind God to do what he said he will do. He said, I will repay. Is that what he said? Yes. That Keka one and the palm of it. Joel 2:25. Let's throw his word back to him. The Bible says he honors his word more than his name. Is that Pastor Dario who said that? A pastor said what you are seeing on the board. He said, I will restore to you, that's God, the years. How many have lost years like me? You know when people want to deceive you, they tell you, Pastor, you look like 30s. My generation. You yourself, you know what your bone is telling you. You know what your back is telling you. But God said, I will restore. the years. Listen to me. When God returns the years, He renews your life like it is. Then you don't feel the loss of the years. And God allows you to enjoy even what He gives you. Hallelujah. And one of the ways God allows you to do that is those things doesn't cost you pain. Hallelujah. The joy in having children is you have children that doesn't cost you pain. And that's when you now have children late. Hallelujah. The joy of it is those children become the shining light. They become the best among their equal. They are running with the speed of God. Hallelujah. God said, I will restore you to you. Somebody, you need to cry. We just have about 5 minutes for prayer. Lord, the years that the caterpillar, the cankerworm have eaten in my life, my years of delay, I'm not asking those who eat it to play. Lord, pay it. Because the Bible said, I weep. God said, I weep. Oh God, pay it back to me, oh God. The years the cankerworm have eaten, the years the power moth have eaten, the years that caterpillar have eaten. Oh God, my Father, restore it to me today. Restore it to me, oh God. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, restore to me today. All the years that I've been eating. All the years that canker on the palm of my ability for my life. Lord, restore it today. Baba, restore it today. Baba, restore it today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Every year that the enemy have eaten, that the cankerworm have eaten, that the palm of have eaten, Lord, restore today. In Jesus' name we pray. A song came to me. I hope I can sing it. Pastor, you hear me? He said, daily as I live, up to night, let my whole life the extension. Do you understand what that song means? I just heard in my spirit, let my life be an expression of your grace. That when you see the payback, they will know that it is grace that pay back. When they see what God is doing, they will know it is grace. Let's sing it again. Daily. Up to night I breathe, let my whole life be expression of your grace. Daily as I live, up to night I breathe, let my whole life be expression of your grace. Cry Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry Abba Father,
hallowed be your name,
hallowed be your name,
hallowed be your name,
hallowed be your name,
hallowed. Hallowed be your name.
You are going to cry to God. Lord, let my life be an expression of your grace. Lord, do something that people will know I have received grace. Do something that people will know it is your hand. Do it in the life of my spouse. Do it in the life of my children. That people will know this is grace. This is the hand of the Lord. This is God that has replenished. This is God that has done it. Lord, do it in my life, Lord. 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 Do it in my my life, Lord. Let my life be an expression of your grace. Let my life be an expression of your grace. Let my life be an expression of your grace. Do it, oh God. 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 Let my life be an expression of your grace. Let my life be an expression of your doing. He break a thing at it. Le baro to go do.
Jehovah we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Let my whole life be expression of your grace. Let my whole life be expression of your grace.
And Lord and our Father, we come to you this morning. We come to your throne of grace. Let our life be an expression of your grace. Let the next thing you will do in our life, let it be an expression of your grace. Let the breakthrough be an expression of your grace. Let the lifting be an expression of your grace. Let what you will do in the life of our spouse be an expression of your grace. Let what you will do in the life of our children be an expression of our God. Of our grace every day, let it be an expression of your grace. Let our life express you, express your doing, express your power, express your glory, express your lifting. Thank you, Father. Lord, this is the last day of November. The Bible says, those that you hired in the third hour of the day, you pay them the same pay. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, your word said, I will repay the years that has been eaten. Every minute they are wasted. Every hour they are wasted. Every month they are wasted. Every year of delay. Lord, repay them back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As they step into the month of December, let new things begin. Let glorious things begin. Let open door begin. Let lifting begin. Let their life be an expression of your grace. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen.